This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. We are a few weeks from the start of spring, and it looks like the season will get off to a wet start. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson.
The extended forecast is calling for a wetter than average next 30 to 60 days. It's not going to be all that cold. Some of it will likely come down as very wet snow or even some rain for lower elevations, but the mountains should still manage to get some pretty decent snows in the weeks ahead.
March and April are typically the snowiest months for Colorado. A butterfly found in southwest Colorado is now considered threatened by federal wildlife officials. It's a subspecies of the silver spot butterfly. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says their habitats have shrunk because of climate change and overgrazing. The species is also a target for traffickers who capture and trade rare butterflies from around the world. Voters in Weld County have a new layer of security to protect their ballots from being tampered with. The county clerk says the ballots used in last November's election were printed with special watermarks that are only visible with special equipment. They're meant to filter out counterfeit ballots, although there's no sign that there's ever been a problem in Weld County. The county has just over 222,000 registered voters. Members of the Army's 10th Mountain Division will be in Vail later this month for an annual event commemorating soldiers who trained at Colorado's Camp Hale during World War II. The Alpine training visit will include skiing with World War II veterans and their descendants. A parade and memorial ceremony are also on the schedule. The 10th Mountain Division is an active duty Army unit based in New York. The historic Camp Hale is near Vail, Colorado, where there is snow today and a break in the snow tomorrow. There is more mountain snow in the forecast for Sunday. Along the Front Range, a little more snow than a sunny day tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.